This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
There. That is the buzz across the land. Everybody is complaining about how hot they are. I'm telling you that every single text that I got from somebody over the weekend was about the heat wave. And when was it all going to end? Because they couldn't take it any longer. It is back-to-back heat waves, baking the central part of the United States, especially, and I have a lot of relatives that live in Chicago and they live in Michigan, et cetera. So about 25 million people in about a dozen states had that massive heat over the weekend, especially Saturday was terrible. Sunday was bad for some places, too, as well, from the northern plains to the southeast. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, so maybe you were baking over the weekend. Or maybe you were in a place like Boston where it was 59 degrees. People were wearing sweaters. So Lincoln, Nebraska, I used to live there. People were not happy. Fargo, North Dakota, not happy. Triple digits in some cases. 320,000 people didn't have power in about a dozen of the states, from Wisconsin through Georgia. This was through Saturday afternoon. It's easy to find this out, by the way. There is, of course, a website, as there's a website for everything. You go to poweroutage.us, and you can see it. You know, you or us. Poweroutage.us, and you can see it. So it was terrible in some places. And there's supposed to be another big heat wave next week. So St. Louis, Chicago, Raleigh, North Carolina, all those places, you can expect more of the same. You can expect that it's going to be hot. It is summertime. Now, I live in a hot area, and I was at a dog park, and a Floridian said to me, oh, this is that time of year where you can just feel it in the air. It's just heavy, heavy in the air. But I think I've kind of adapted to it or something. Yes, it is. It is hot, and there is humidity, but because you have breezes off the coast, I think it's not quite as bad. The other thing, of course, that people are talking about is what's happening with gas. I mean, you know, we keep saying this every single show. At some point, I mentioned the price of gas, or it comes up in the mailbag. Somebody gives us some horrific total that they've paid to fill up. I mean, by now we know it. We're feeling it. It's affecting your budget, and people are absolutely talking about it. But what's interesting is there has also been a shift in the conversation because of January 6th committee hearings. And I was kind of surprised by this in a way. And, you know, polls are polls, but I saw a poll that I thought was worth mentioning where 6 in 10 Americans say Trump should be charged for January 6th, that he should be charged because of it, with some crime for his role in what happened. And then also that group believe that the committee is conducting a fair and impartial investigation. Now, this poll was an ABC News Ipsos poll, by the way. So you take it with what you want, that grain of salt. 58% of Americans think Trump should be charged with a crime for his role in the riot, but that's up from April before the hearings began, when an ABC News Washington Post poll found that 52% of Americans thought the former president should be charged. I mean, look, the bottom line with this, even with the self-described independent 62 saying he should be charged, 62 think he bears a great deal or good amount of responsibility. You know who's benefiting, of course, from this the most in looking at these polls? It's the people who want to run against the former president should he run, because now we're at that point where we're close to the midterm elections, politics, 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 and who is going to run on the Republican side against Joe Biden, who has sagging approval ratings right now because of the things I mentioned, especially at the top, because of gas prices. I don't know that a president can do much about the heat, but gas prices and inflation and the fact that people are getting killed economically, because what's in your wallet is absolutely what affects how so many people vote. With the Republicans, you have guys like DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who really was polling high and wants to run for president. So if there are Republicans, if there are independents who think that the former president should be charged with a crime, they're certainly not going to want to vote for him, but especially that Republican crowd, because of what the primaries would do. And that's your litmus test. The litmus test is that, because will there be a potential presidential election rematch in 2024? Does in any way these committee hearings affect the chances of the former president, as people weigh in on what they're seeing or hearing about, or no, that doesn't really matter. It's a small sampling. I think it's fascinating, and I bring it up right at the top as we kick off this week, because in the mailbag, a lot of you were talking about what do I think is going to happen with the Republicans coming up next time, and if Joe Biden doesn't run, if he doesn't get the backing of his party, who would be the potential presidential candidate for the Democrats? Would it be the same, you know, list? And by the way, it's not just DeSantis. Ted Cruz is somebody who wants to be considered on the list. You know, Mike Pence, the former vice president, who was heavily talked about at the committee hearings, he has expressed interest in running for president, right? So definitely DeSantis is on the list, but there are some other Republicans too. And then you look at the Democrats because of the approval ratings of Joe Biden, and a lot of the Democrats are the same. Kamala Harris would be on the list, I'm sure. She would put her name in the ring for that. Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Gavin Newsom would be somebody who the Democrats would think about. So, you know, will this sort of next turn, not sort of, but this next political run in 2024, will it be a rematch of what we saw last time, or no, because of certain things that are happening, will there be a different Democrat and a different Republican? It is pretty intriguing to think about that. And like I said, it definitely got many of you thinking, because I got at least 8 different emails about the 2024 election. Hang with us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
So I mentioned the mailbag a couple of times. It's coming up in our next segment. Once again, Kate Delaney. Here we are at the top of another week. Can you believe it? We're midway through June. We're almost at the official start of summer, even though many of you are melting already and complaining and feel like summer has already started. It's going to get worse. Did I say that? Yeah, it's going to get worse. I'm just telling you. If you're traveling, it's going to get worse. Boy, you've got major airlines that are canceling more flights preemptively. So they're doing it ahead of time because, like, this weekend was just a disaster for so many people. And with the summer weekend, you had Father's Day, et cetera, Juneteenth, of course, also, and it's a popular air travel time, and it's the summertime, even if it's not officially on the calendar, it is the summertime. So the surge in numbers couldn't be worse for airlines. That's what they're saying. You got rough weather, staff shortages, infrastructure challenges, and all of our major carriers in the U.S. are struggling. They can't keep up with it. 9,000 flights, 9,000 flights, people, were delayed within the U.S. on Friday. Another 1,500 canceled. Yeah. And there were 850 flight cancellations Saturday, Sunday, 900 flight cancellations. Just lots of delays and cancellations. And this was just a day after our Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, met with airline CEOs to try to figure out ways to improve performance and ops ahead of July 4th, that whole holiday. And it's going to continue through Memorial Day. And so preemptively, more flights are being canceled already. Like Southwest cut 20,000 flights. You heard me, 20,000 flights between June and Labor Day, and they're struggling. Because they got to hire 10,000 new workers, they can't meet the demand, right? I mean, they can't. Delta is canceling 100 flights in the U.S. and Latin America from July to August 7th. And they just threw out an open letter to customers. You know, Delta pilots wrote that the labor shortage put them on pace to fly more overtime hours this year than in all of 2018 and 2019 combined. So do you want to get that letter? You know what? Hey, I'm exhausted. I might make more money, but I'm working overtime hours and I'm flying your plane. Basically, that's what they're saying. I'm a tired, sleepy pilot. So look out. You know, I mean, and you've got these union reps that represent the pilots at Delta, American, and Southwest. They say that the airlines got themselves into this problem by refusing to replace pilots who retired and took leaves of absence during the height of the pandemic when air travel was practically non-existent. So you got 8,000 new commercial pilots that have gotten certificates in the last year, but that it's not enough. It's just not enough. So this isn't good. I mean, some cancellations are going to be unavoidable with weather. That's going to happen when you have certain thunderstorms, backups, all kinds of things happen. I get that. And I think you get that if you're traveling. But because of the pilots and all these other things that have happened, that's just what a mess. So it is kind of scary. If you are traveling, I think you got to have that extra plan B and C in your back pocket. I mean, no kidding, because it's happened to me, and I've said this. I was stuck on the West Coast. Luckily, I knew somebody, but it still bumped me out of things I had to do back at home. So when you get stuck at the airport and they give you the number and say, oh, call and rebook, but by the time you start doing that, you can't even get through on the line. So you got to come up with other ways to figure out what do I do? And then if you're delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed, what are you doing? So what's interesting is people are actually paying attention to what's in the airport, too, if they're getting all these delays. So for example, in San Francisco, there's an art museum. In Chicago, in Chicago O'Hare's airport, they have a yoga room. Well, let me just pull out my yoga mat, or maybe that will make my mind calm down because I'm furious. And what happens is, you know, you try to rebook, you try to negotiate, do whatever you can, but you can't. You can only do so much, and then you're stuck, and you have to figure out something else, right? Especially, it's almost better if you're going to have one of the two things, either complete cancellation or delay. If the delay, even if it's 2 or 3 hours, in some cases that might be better, because you can't rent a car, you can't get there faster. You're just stuck unless you're at an airport near something where you can leave the airport and come back. But it is about thinking what happens if the worst possibility happens. What do I need to do? How do I get out of this? Right. All right, speaking of getting out of it, I have to mention it here because we're not doing a man cave in this hour. And in the world of sports, we have our U.S. Open in golf. We have U.S. Opens, you know, for tennis and all kinds of things. But the U.S. Open in the world of golf, men's golf, it was interesting to see what happened in a chilly Boston, by the way, Brookline, Massachusetts. Matt Fitzpatrick won the U.S. Open. A Brit, British born, but he lives in the United States and went to school. His brother goes to school in the United States and went to school in the United States. But he was an amateur champ in 2013. And then he comes back to the same country club and really plays just a great game of golf down the stretch. And it came down to really one putt on the 18th where Will Zalatoris could have, the American could have tied him, but he didn't. And so instead, the 27-year-old from the Englishman from Sheffield took it and just the pure joy on his face and his family's face and his friends and the hugging and craziness that ensued. When people say golf is boring, I don't think so. When you're making 18-foot putts and more, 14-foot birdies, which is good, just what he was able to do. So other than the great Jack Nicklaus, he won a U.S. Open on the same course where he won a U.S. amateur. So at 18 in 2013, he wins an amateur there, and then he comes back and wins the U.S. Open these many years later. Very, 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 very cool. And it was close, and it was interesting at the end of that. So congratulations to Matt Fitzpatrick. I think a lot of people on Father's Day were watching the U.S. Open. Because the texts I got complaining about the heat, I also got texts complaining about the golf from some of my female cousins. They weren't happy with their spouses because they said their excuse today was Father's Day, and they were going to spend hours and hours and hours watching in front of the tube, staying inside, and they were going to watch the U.S. Open. But unfortunately for them, I couldn't sympathize because I could relate to, I want to watch some of this U.S. Open. I mean, so there you go. And if you were flying, it was probably on a lot of televisions in some of those bar areas and some of those restaurants, because they'll always put some of the TVs, they'll set some of them to whatever the big sporting event is of the weekend. And, of course, football's not here yet. Basketball's over. The NHL is in the middle of the Stanley Cup, but that's at night, and you have one on Monday and one on Wednesday, so that's what you're going to get. You're going to have golf up more than anything else, probably across the TVs, no matter where it is that you're flying to or what you're doing or where you were cruising. It was just that kind of day. I would be very curious to see what the ratings were for that because of the weekend and how that all, you know, collided. Let's put it that way. All right, coming up, it is time for the mailbag. And as I mentioned, this time around, I was really struck by how many people wanted to talk about, in what they sent, wanted to talk about what was coming up in 2024 and what impact would these January 6th committee hearings have, if any. And what do I think it would look like in the end? And will it be a rematch of Biden and Trump? Or will there be a different Democrat? Or will there be a different Republican? It's a very good question, one that party leaders are looking at, I can tell you, right now. So we're hitting the mailbag next.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prices are unacceptably high right now, and that's why the president has said we need to make this our top economic focus and do everything that we can to get them down.
National Economic Council Director Brian Deese speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation. Deese saying the White House is hoping to move forward on legislation to lower prescription drug prices and other costs in the coming weeks. Deese saying this new legislation is the Biden administration's single most impactful way to combat inflation. Air travelers this Juneteenth holiday weekend are facing more travel headaches. FlightAware showing over 4,300 flights have been canceled or delayed nationwide on Sunday. That brings a total to nearly 6,000 flights that have been canceled or delayed since Friday. The cancellations being blamed on bad weather and a pilot shortage. USA Radio News. As the nation awaits a Supreme Court's abortion ruling in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, pro-abortion demonstrations continue to be held outside the homes of conservative Supreme Court justices. Some pro-abortion activists reportedly gathered outside the home of Justice Amy Coney Barrett over the weekend, carrying baby dolls while demonstrating for their right to choose. Speaking Sunday on Fox and Friends Weekend, Virginia Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears candidly shares her reaction to the unfolding situation.
Don't they realize the irony of this? The reason why you are here is because at some point your mother was pro-choice. And that's why you, my dears, are here. Otherwise, you would not be.
AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gasoline remaining unchanged at $4.98 a gallon. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Well, yes, indeed. I have already billed this as you want to talk about 2024. There were a few other emails to be sure, too, but I'm going to dive into these first. Got this one from Carson. Hey, Kate. 2024 weighing heavily on my mind. I guess because we keep hearing about the polls, we keep hearing about Biden dropping approval ratings and Democrats flailing, and who are they going to put up against the Republican? Is the Republican going to be Trump? So it is an intriguing question, as you say on your show. Before you know it, it's at your doorstep, because the days might be long, but the years are short, and we know other people are hinting about running, both Democrats and Republicans. So how about it? Do we see a rematch? You know what, if I know this goes against the grain, but pressed up today here in 2022, right, in June of 2022, I'm going to say no. I don't think we see a rematch on for either candidate. And like I said, I know that goes against the grain, because people say, well, and I've said it, you've got an incumbent president, so usually no matter what, they run, and the party backs them. So that's one. So that's Biden, no matter whatever the approval ratings. And then the other side of that is Trump has a lot of loyal fans and people who voted last time. And will they come out this time, or are they, maybe not? If
both really wanted to run. How does that all play out? And the road to that is different for both of them. I mean, now you even have Mike Pompeo saying he's praying on whether to run in 2024. The former Secretary of State is talking about that, that he is going across the country, that he is trying to figure out how do we work for America as we move forward, right? That this is a real possibility. He's not throwing it out there just to throw it out there. He's really thinking about it. But I've heard that from other people. That would he, you know, will he do this or not? So anyway, he's another one that is out there feeling around as to the possibility of it. And of course, Governor DeSantis is getting huge, huge sums of money from some of the big money donors from Donald Trump. So that has trickled to him. You know, Politico just had a big report about that. Friends of Ron DeSantis got $3.4 million this election cycle from 10 donors who also had earmarked $24 million for Trump's reelection bid in 2020. So that tells you something there. And in a lot of polls, DeSantis is neck and neck with Trump if Trump were to run. So there's my answer. Then I got this one from Steve who says, well, I voted for Trump the last time and when he won, but I think the time has come and gone. And I don't, it's not so much about what's going on, because a lot of my friends are talking about some of the video we're hearing, some of the, even from his inner circle, what we're hearing about what happened on the 6th and prior to the 6th and all of that. I think just based on winnability, there probably is going to be somebody else, and it might be that governor from Florida, or it might be somebody else in the party who has hinted about running, and maybe they just flat out run. But I think the Republican primaries will be very challenging for whoever decides they're going to jump through that hoop. And what the rest of us Republicans are going to say as they go from state to state, as we get closer, those polls will be fun to watch, Kate, to see what comes out of every single state as the primaries move along. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you know, from state to state, it, of course, it varies, and that's the process. That's why you hit the road, you start talking to potential voters. All of that's all important, the way we do politics in the United States. And the way we do politics in the United States is you got to have a war chest. You got to have definitely the ability to reach people, to go from different towns and in different states and start moving that campaign vehicle as fast as you can to get a better sense of what you're up against and what you're hearing from the potential voters and how you're embraced and all of that is so important, and how your campaign comes together and what's the message and staying on the message and is the message resonating, all the things that go into campaigns. All right, Max says, wow, the biggest thing I think that is fascinating to watch is while we're tearing our hair out on keeping kids safe at school, and we're watching as our retirement funds dry up, and we're seeing that we definitely want to stay home and work because we can't afford to get from point A to point B anymore because of how much gas costs. And inflation and everything else in between that is crushing the soul of so many people in suburban America. I think, without a doubt, there is way more conversation in my community about who is the right answer as we move forward in this country to lead. Who's that going to be? And I can say that my Democratic friends, because I'm not a Democrat, Kate, they don't want to see Biden. And they're just watching as he fumbles for answers and his approval ratings sink and inflation and the gas prices and the situation that we're in right now when it comes to interest rates, which rolls into all of that, is what I think is tanking him even more. I mean, forget about everything else that surrounds that administration, but if you just look at the core of what people are concerned about, just the basics, he is failing miserably. So at least on the Democratic side, I don't think we're going to see a rematch, because some people are talking about a rematch of Trump and Biden. Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to see if that did happen, but I don't want it to be interesting. We want common sense. I mean, that's what I want. I want common sense. But I was looking at something the other day from retiring Congressman Fred Upton, and he was one of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Donald Trump over what happened on January 6th. And he says that it's, while we're watching what's happening with the House Select Committee hearing, and is it having an impact on the nation's voters, he was asked, you know, those kinds of questions. He says that his opinion is that Trump would be hard to stop, the former president, if he seeks re-election in 2024. And he thinks and knows, like all of us, that the overriding issue is the economy and gas prices, but also what's going on, right? So I think people, just like before, some people have already made up their minds, right? Some people have made up their minds as to what's going to happen. But you still have to go through the primary process, and that's going to make a big difference in the various states. Now more than ever, I think there are people that are just tired of this, of just the same politics as usual. We hear that all the time. But I feel it. I see it. I see it on people's faces. I really do. All right, it's a couple more quickly that don't have anything to do with that, because I could go on and on, so many that I said we got. This one from Greg. He says, Kate, when does it end when it comes to inflation? How bad is inflation going to be, and how long are we going to have to deal with this? Do you think it's going to be more than a year? I'm worried that it might be 2 years. I mean, how long is it going to take if we're seeing this surge in inflation at its highest level in 40 years? I'm thinking that probably, you know, we're looking at, as we watch all this, we're probably watching 2 years. I mean, I don't want to see a recession. If there's slowing growth, well, that's one thing. But I don't want to see a recession. In other words, if we look at this fight against inflation, which is what we keep hearing about, what the interest rates are doing, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to hedge it, the Fed says. Well, then I think that we're going to be caught in this for the next probably 2 years. All right, then I got this one from Patrice, who says, a shout out to all of the fathers for sacrificing what they sometimes sacrifice, for being there for families, for the guys who are the good guys who hang in there, whether it's tough sledding or whether it's all peaches and sunrises. And I had one of those, Kate, so I know what that's like. So happy Father's Day to all the good men out there. That's nice to say that. And I like how you said you had that kind of dad. And it was Father's Day weekend is big. It's celebrating fathers across the land. And I know a lot of people did that, and I concur. You know, hats off to all the fathers who put in all that time and do all the wonderful things that they have to do as responsible dads. Another one is come and gone, just like that. Boom, we're done with Mother's Day, and now we're done with Father's Day, and now we're done with the mailbag, too.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
For this hour of the show, and we're going to close it out with this edition of Fair or Foul.
Signal fair after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fakes on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
It's a hard foul. We have Jeremy Paulson with us, and sounds like we may have a shark somewhere in the background. Could it be that? I kind of hear that. Can you hear it? Oh, all of us know this music, right? Jeremy, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
So here's the first one for Fair or Foul. Swim with sharks or run with the bulls?
Neither.
No, you have to do one. You have to do one. No. No, you won't. You don't want to go to Spain and run with the bulls? You don't want to go to South Africa and swim with the sharks?
Definitely don't want to swim with sharks.
Then no. And no. People, first of all, people love to do both. I know people that have done both. I know people that have done a swim with the sharks, and I know people that have run with the bulls. I kind of, because I saw someone get gored by a bull, I kind of think if I had to do one or the other, I would swim with the sharks. I mean, usually because there's so many people around you with
Are you in a cage with the
sharks? Some cases you are, yeah. In most cases, if you're someplace like South Africa or wherever, if you're swimming with the sharks, you're in a cage.
If I'm in a cage with the sharks, I'll do that. Otherwise, no, because I don't like water.
Oh, you don't like water?
I like water. I just don't like, deep water. I don't know what's under me. I don't like that, no.
Oh, so you're one of those. Well, now we uncovered something, so that makes sense. So that wouldn't be comfortable for you. That's so funny because...
There's going to be a big catfish that, like, grabs my foot and pulls me under.
It's so funny because over the, maybe it was over the weekend, I was on a boat. We anchored off of a little quay, and we walked to the shore and then drove the boat out, collected shells. So I used to scuba dive. I'm definitely a water person. So there's no question I would swim with the sharks versus run with the bulls. And I'm not, I think if you're calm and you pay attention to your environment, you're okay in the water. But if you don't feel comfortable, then you attract. I would attract it.
I would swim with sharks in a cage. Running with the bulls, I would not do because I think it's cruelty to animals.
Yeah, I don't know if I think it's cruelty to animals just because I think it's a tradition in Pamplona.
I understand that. But they throw spears at bulls to make them crazy and try to run you over.
Yeah, they do things that, I mean, in the traditional bullfight thing, they do that for sure. And in the running of the bulls, it's coming up. They do it July 7th through the 14th. And they have, they have like 6 or 7 fighting bulls. They have 6 steer, all of that kind of stuff.
I know it's tradition. I know they eat them afterwards or whatnot, but I don't know. Just the pain that they're going through, I don't like it.
1 million spectators watched thousands of runners over those 8 days at that San Vermeen festival. And right now, you can't even... Well, if you get a flight, who knows if it arrives on time anyway. that's the thing that's also very, very tough, right? To get there, don't count on a taxi. You try to find a hotel, right? How are you going to get back? It can be kind of crazy. I don't know. I don't feel the same way you do about running with the bulls in Pamplona, but I understand what you're saying. Because I lived in Spain and saw the traditions, and I love traditional things, and we're getting rid of so many traditions everywhere because of this. I'm like, I'm going to give him a break on running with the bulls. All right, the next one, talk on the phone or text?
I prefer to talk because texting people can take so many different ways, wrong ways. You know, I've actually had that happen to me where you're texting someone and they're just like, what? I was like, no, I didn't mean it like that. You know,
I didn't mean it like that. You're right about text. You can take text the wrong way, but I would rather text than talk on the phone, usually because I'm busy and I'm in the middle of so many things that I can get so distracted, and I have people that talk on the phone to me that are yappers that will be on the phone forever, that I can't get off the phone. Not if it's just a regular phone call, but a lot of those phone calls take a twist of taking a long time. But texting is, I agree with you, texting, communicating through text is tricky because you can say something and it sounds like it's not at all what you mean, and then it's not clear. And so the communication isn't clear anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's the problem with it. But you know what? Most, especially millennials and even younger, they want to text. And even businesses now. I had to do business with somebody, and I called them, actually, because I hadn't heard from them. And they said to me, I prefer texting. That's how I do business. I was like, well, we're not going to do business together. I mean, that's how they were to me. I'm not the phone person.
The other problem with texting is all these young people keep, like, texting and driving, and it's a big thing.
Right.
I actually got rear-ended from... new driver, a new young girl who was a new driver, just got her car, just got her license. She said she looked down at her phone and then looked up and ran into me.
Oh.
And
that's
I was
not
like,
good.
Yeah, maybe that's why you shouldn't be looking at your phone when you're driving.
Oh, wow. And that's not good for her.
Texting, and it's just stupid.
That's not good for her because now she gets, did she get points on her license or whatever? Because
I don't know. She told us that, and then when her parents got there, her story changed. Like, you know, she was just like, oh, traffic stopped abruptly, and I just ran into him. Like, she totally changed it.
Yeah.
But the people that were involved already hurt her, so we all told the, you know,
police.
You had three people involved in this crash, and they all hurt her, so they all said the same thing to the police. So it's like, you know, I don't know if they said that for the insurance. I don't know.
Yeah, they could have. They absolutely, that would not be good. But it's a good point that people text and don't pay attention. Already, distracted driving accounts for a lot of accidents anyway,
mm-hmm.
and texting is another distraction. All right, lose your phone or keys. Which is worse, fair or foul?
Oh, I think they're both horrible. I would have to say phone just based on price. Phones are ridiculously priced right now.
They are, but also they have all your data in it. And even if you can go to another thing and get it, it's a pain.
Yeah, I would have to say phone. But
yeah.
They're both, like, horrible.
Yeah.
I went on to Lake Superior on a motorcycle trip, and I lost my phone up there. I was so mad because I just got it. And I was like, oh, yeah, there's, like, $500 down the drain.
Oh, that's the worst. I have a phone experience, too. I was going to the Republican primary in New Hampshire, and I was doing a remote from there. And it was a big deal to get there ahead of time, and I had a friend picking me up, and I was going through Philadelphia. I was flying from Dallas through Philadelphia and then going on to New Hampshire, and I lost my phone in Dallas somewhere. So then I get off the plane, I'm supposed to check, and I have no phone. And I couldn't get it. I mean, there wasn't anything open. I couldn't get it at the time of day. I had to find one public phone. I'm lucky I even found that. It was awful. Yeah, I'd say phone too. Absolutely. How do you feel about unsolicited, because we're talking about this, pitches? I think now more than ever we get bombarded with that, whether it is texting or calling. I think it's so foul, it's ridiculous. Would I buy anything from people who are unsolicitedly hitting me up for all kinds of things? Would you?
No.
No.
It happens all the time.
It does. It happens all the time, and then I wonder, they try to make it sound like somehow they had a connection to you sometimes, and I think, how many people do they must get some people in the net, but how are people falling for that and not finding whatever service they need another way other than
there's
somebody
a lot
hitting
of phone scams going on.
There is. There is.
You won a hotel membership. No, I didn't.
Right. No, you didn't win anything. That's the whole thing. You never entered anything. You didn't win anything. So be careful, people. All right, that's fair or foul. Jeremy Paulson, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.